This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. You dial set correctly to USAprepares.com, broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. And there's a link to your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. Emerging threats are confronted daily by our instructors. I'm Vincent Finelli. John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota, and with us is a radio legend, John Stadtmiller. Welcome, John Stadtmiller.
Good morning, Mr. Finelli. You caught me with a mouthful of coffee.
Well, John... Let me introduce you to those who may be new to the broadcast. You're a friend of mine, and you've been to the farm. You've been in the studio. You've sat in this chair right here, and I've sat to your side in my studio, and I've been in your studio. I've been at your farm, and we've spent time together, and we've been walking around the farm, and you've helped me feed the cows, and you've been to the expos, you've been to the meetups. You've done all the events that we do at USA Prepares, and I'm delighted to have you on the air with us today. And, John, you have been broadcasting for decades, and you've been teaching people what is really happening. You've been telling them the truth. And with that, you know, there's personal sacrifice, and you've made those sacrifices. And one of the things I'd like to talk about today with you is, what has happened since you've been involved with broadcasting? What has changed?
How long do we have here? 3-4 hours?
Well, why don't we start with this? Why don't we start with AM radio? And the reason is, you know, there's a radio station in Springfield which will be remain nameless. But they have a reputation when people talk about that. And, no, we don't want to say it. They say, oh, wow, nobody under 90 years old listens to that radio station. I mean, that's one of the comments they make about it. And I've noticed that particular radio station has become the infomercial beacon for the Ozark Mountains. Anyone who wants to have a program, it almost seems, and that if they want to pay for it, they can get on the air. And they can talk about whatever they want, and I understand that to some degree. But when people do that, and when they pay for their own programming at the tune of, let's say, $400 per hour, they tend to talk about their business, and that's why they're doing it. They're using it as their advertising method, and they talk about whatever it is. Let's say it's travel. And why you need to travel, and why you need to book with them, and why you need to buy your tickets through them, and, you know, those kinds of things. And who wants to hear that? I mean, that's what I'm thinking. What do you think about this AM radio phenomenon?
Well, the whole industry, and by extension, the entire economy, all businesses are in peril. And radio depends largely, if not wholly and solely, on advertising revenue. I mean, there are other ways that radio stations can make money, you know, but by and large, that's it. And what is happening in radio is nothing more than a reflection of what has happened with the economy across the board. And I understand why they're doing it, Vince, because they need the bucks to pay the bills. that does not change. Until they come up with a way that AM and FM broadcasters can broadcast without using electricity, then they can save money. But if anybody has ever taken note of their electricity bill, it's going up and up and up. Energy costs are continuing to go up. So these guys are in a hard spot. So what do they do to survive? What do they do to keep their station lit and keep their license alive? And unfortunately, since 08, there has been 18 networks, great and small, that have bit the dust. There are AM and FM stations that are going dark because of the, obviously, the ad revenue flow is drying up. So I understand what they're doing, and I understand why they're doing it. Do I agree with it? No, because what, Vince, what we've discovered is a lot of stations out there, you know, information is information. And we've been doing this for a long time. And time has proven us correct. Now, does that make me happy? No. That's like sitting back watching Titanic hit the iceberg and saying, you know, it's going to sink. It's just a matter of when it's going down by the head. This whole situation, whether it reflects in radio, economy, jobs, so on and so forth, it is a travesty. It's an injustice to the American people. At least we should be given the option of dealing with each other in honest terms with an honest currency. If we had an honest currency in this country, Vince, we wouldn't be talking about this right now.
You're absolutely right. And as you were saying this, I was thinking about this one particular radio station, and right adjacent to the glass-walled studio, and this is a very nice studio and had probably 5-6 microphones in it. And I've been in that studio, and the it was very, very well laid out, sloping glass walls all around the studio so you could look in and watch the broadcast in process. And you could look out the window of the studio and see the sales floor, you know, just below, maybe 3-4 feet below the studio. And right next to the sales area, where they had 8 cubicles or so, where the sales staff would be on the phone selling advertising, there was a glass-walled office where the vice president of the operation of the radio station was to overlook the sales staff and be, you know, on the phone and have meetings privately in a glass-walled office right there. All of that was empty, except for maybe one person at a time might be there. Lights would be off. And so I saw that, and it looks like the decline of AM radio. Then you compare that, or you add to that, what happened to the investigative journalists who used to be there? What happened to the paid announcers, the paid staff who would be there in the mornings, in the afternoon, the local talent who would be out on the streets, you know, investigating, talking, learning, sharing? That seemed to disappear.
Well, yeah, I've been in that place, by the way. I, as you were describing it, I was walking through the place through memory, and I knew exactly what you were saying. And again, Vince, we find ourselves in an unfortunate situation, but the good news about this is that a lot of stations out there, they're still running the same old AM fare. They're running Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity.
Well, that's exactly right.
We're tired of talking about politics. We're tired about talking about Democrats and Republicans. You know, we just went through an election cycle here, midterm elections, Vince, that I swear I've deemed it the midterm election that never was.
Mm-hmm, right.
They had the same-day coverage of elections, but this shows you who curried favor to the people that were getting themselves beat up. Yeah, okay, we got the Senate back. Hooray for us. But tell me who has gone in to the Senate on the supposed conservative side. You know, John Bonier in a swan song was talking about the great democracy.
Yeah.
Well, we have a real problem here. It's the left, right. Well, exactly. We have the Genoveses and the Gambinos. And they've been running the criminal game for a long, long time. And thou shalt not touch politics if it interferes with our taxing ability. It interferes with our tenure in office. We continue our giveaways. We continue to go in debt. And that's just the way it is. happens is a lot of radio stations are getting a little edgier. It used to be it was kind of fun to play with controversial programming on radio. It drew attention. Well, we've been doing controversial radio, I have at least, for over 21 years. But it wasn't to create controversy for an interest point. It was to put out the information that you weren't receiving through the mainstream media. And a lot of radio stations are starting to pick up more and more of that programming because the test of time has proven us correct. Gee, it looks like we weren't a bunch of tinfoil hat, conspiracy-driven, disenfranchised Americans. Or the latest term, we are terrorists.
Yeah, and I object to it because the terrorism isn't coming from us. Actually, the terrorism is from them. And if you look at the chemtrails, those are terrorist attacks on we the people. And it's being perpetrated by traitors to the United States of America. We are not the terrorists. The terrorists are the guys who wear blue uniforms and pull people over. For example, we have lost our way so much that there was a cop whose son, high school son, forgot his lunch. Okay, so this cop is in an unmarked black Dodge Charger, and he sees the school bus, his son's school bus, puts his lights on, pulls over the school bus, and brings the lunch to his son on the school bus. The driver of the bus is wondering, what's going on? What is this all about? What have I done? Have I run somebody over? I mean, all these things I'm sure were going through his mind. And it's this cop who just thinks, oh, you know, I'm so used to pulling people over for no reason at all. I can certainly pull. My son forgot his lunch. So I talked to Mrs. Finelli about that, and I said, you know, what do you think? She said, oh, he's father of the year, dad of the year. You know, he made sure his son got lunch.
Well, that's one way to look at it.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, I can't believe, wait a minute, is this the same gal that I married who thinks that this guy, you know, is a hero for bringing lunch to his son? He's violated the public trust. He's out of order.
And, well, from a mother's point of view, Vince, it's right. Parents, and especially females, female of the parent is parenting, and they're right. Protective, and they want their children fed and clothed. So
yeah, and I'm thinking, you know what? If that were our son, and if were my decision, if I happened to be in charge at the time, our child would go hungry because he would make darn sure that never happened again. But
good,
you know,
point.
Hey, since Dad's a cop, no big deal. He can bring me my lunch anytime I forget it. John Stadtmiller and I will be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected and more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns and the number 80.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
John Stemmel was with us. And, John, we've got a meetup on Monday. So, Monday afternoon, 4:45 to 8 p.m., Jimmy's Egg on Battlefield in Springfield, Missouri. The topic on Monday is it legal to build your own firearm? Is it legal? And is it legal to build kits? And if it is, what's involved, how long does it take, and what does it cost? And what are the options? So that's Monday, and I'm looking forward to it. And that's going to be with James Gray. James Gray is going to be on with us next hour. We're going to be talking about building your own firearms. John, I got a call from Europe last night, and I was told by one of, the person that called me listens all the time, pays attention to everything I say, including the tone of my voice. And I was told that I am becoming more angry. There's a more of an anger in the tone of my voice. I'm becoming more edgy. And I'm expressing that on the air. I'm not as cool, calm, and collected as I was in the past. And it's because I'm more angry about the increase in our taxes, the decrease in our freedom, the increase in the greed that I see all around us, the increase in me first that I see all around us, the increase in the surveillance, the spying, and the watching and recording our every move. And the increase in the number of laws that we all seem to be breaking because we don't even know about these laws. They're so ridiculous. You talked about edgy, and that's why I mentioned it. Is that happening to you as well, John, on your radio show?
I think it's more of a It's more of an issue of tolerance. This is what we're being told, that we have to be accepting and tolerant of other views, of other ways of doing things. Let's not forget that if there was a standard, we've been having our values remapped by the politicians for how many years and the supporting foundations that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming down to a point where I understand exactly what you said, because as a radio host, I mean, we're enmeshed in this stuff 24/7, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And I'm more concerned about becoming numb to this, that I am not angry. Mm-hmm. I'm concerned that people, because of the repeated bad news, are getting burned out, where it used to be that we saw the government taking wrong actions, we would pay attention and get angry. Now, I think it's a matter of how close the grenade blows up to you that's going to make you angry. It's an intolerable situation, but you see, Vince, we have to be accepting. We have to be tolerant. That's the name of the game. I mean, look at politics today. You know, what is Congress doing about the amnesty program that Obama just signed? Rather than securing the border, now we have to be accepting of the fact that people came into this country, they have had children, and, well, these now are legal residents, so by extension we have to authorize the parents for having amnesty in this country. 5 million? It's not going to be 5 million. It's going to be 30 or 40 million. And if you notice, at the time where we need all the jobs that we can get, we need to protect the people here in this country, our own interest, we just had the very sartorial just open up the floodgates. And exactly when we do not need this, we need jobs. We need to close the circle. But that's not going to happen. And if you think this executive action by Obama, he's not going to be a lame duck president. He's going to be allowed to do more damage while he is still in office by a Congress that will not challenge this president. And if we noticed up until the midterm elections, the Republicans, oh, we're going to get rid of Obamacare, we're going to do this. No, we're going to say no to amnesty. Immediately afterwards, Vince, then you started hearing the words of compromise. And we can salvage Obamacare. There's just got to be fundamental and rudimentary changes. But don't worry, we're going to fix it for you. We're going to reform it. Really? How do you reform something that should never be and was broken right from the jump?
John Stettmiller and I will be right back.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
John Statmiller, you mentioned tolerance. And this morning, Mrs. Finelli opened the kitchen door to the backyard, and our two dogs were there. And one is an Italian Mastiff or a Neapolitan Mastiff, probably 130 pounds. The other is an English Mastiff, close to 200 pounds. And it was a question of who was going to get out of the door first. And the English Mastiff was second in line. And he was kind of pushing his way to get out of the door first. The Neapolitan Mastiff turned to him, growled at him, and, you know, showed her teeth and said, like, hey, I've been tolerant, but, you know, there's a limit. And there was some growling, and it looked like there was going to be a real serious argument right there at the threshold of the kitchen door. And so when we talk about tolerance, there comes a point where we're no longer tolerant. I mean, I'm going to be tolerant of my neighbor being a little sloppy with his farming habits, and even if I have to look at him, you know, I might say, boy, what a mess I have to look at. But if my neighbor starts allowing his fence to degrade and barbed wire lands in the road and I get flat tires as I drive through this gravel or dirt road because of his carelessness, I'm going to become less tolerant. And I can see that in my voice, I'm becoming less tolerant of all the oppression that's around us. It's, John Stadtmiller, it's 360 degrees. It's any direction you look, we are under attack by government.
Yeah, and Vince, this is part of the cloak. This is kind of the masking device. And it's probably best illustrated. This is an example that everybody can understand. When Obama is doing his, hey, I've got a pen and I've got a phone, look at the power that I have, and he's doing things that should not be tolerated by the Congress or the American people, there the man still sits, still doing the damage. But if you were to say something about Obama, well, then you become a racist. There's your veil of protection. It's not because Obama, and I'm sorry to say this, I mean, Obama's not really black, he's not white, he's kind of a mixture, so which part do I like the less? That's not the point. The point is his actions, but if you criticize, if you become intolerant of his actions, if you become intolerant of the socialist slash communists that have infiltrated this entire U.S. Congress, and a gutless group of people that supposedly their banner of protection is the written word, the law in this country, well, then people can judge it for itself. So when you have a flip such as you're having, and this is a new experience for Americans, it's happened in many countries throughout the ages on planet Earth, when a government turns against its people, they're going to identify you. They're going to label you. They're going to call you a racist. They're going to call you a terrorist or whatever trick bag or tool is in the drawer at the time. That's what will be hurled at you. To paint you in this great democracy as somebody of the 49% that shouldn't be tolerated. Your resistance should not be tolerated. To the point, Vince, that I just interviewed a couple yesterday, live out in California, 12-year-old, got in a little bit of a legal scrape with graffiti, but he was charged repeatedly for stuff that other kids were doing. And then 5 weeks later, they send a SWAT team. These people were resisting. They were causing problems to the power structure, to law enforcement, challenging them. The son was rearrested 4 or 5 different times for the same crime, of which he'd already admitted that he had done. But because of their resistance, then you saw the power of the DA's office. Then you saw the power of crooked cops. You saw the absolute unabated attack from supposedly law enforcement for a couple that are just trying to live their lives unimpeded, unhindered by the government and their paid goons. And there came the magic words. The sergeant of this Riverside County community, Marietta, California, put out an alert to all the employees of the city that, in fact, we may have a sovereign citizen, and here's a warning of what they're capable of doing. This came straight from the FBI, Vince. This is putting law enforcement on edge because basically the FBI told law enforcement across this country through their information channels that the sovereign citizens on a routine traffic stop may be incensed to the point they don't want to have a conversation with you. They'll just drop you right in the street.
And that's absolutely nonsense.
It is. Well, it's more than nonsense. And here again, turning the structure of the government against the people that are trying to get the correct rule of law or the Constitution back in place to put checks and balances on that very same type of action.
One of our instructors, Lynette Marie, has renounced her citizenship. And she travels without paperwork that the U.S. government issues. She has her own American national paperwork. And she gets stopped. She gets arrested. I mean, she spends a lot of time as a guest of the system behind bars. And it's outrageous. It's absolutely outrageous. And when they come to stop her, they don't bring just one police car. They bring multiple police cars. She probably weighs, maybe 135, 140 pounds at the most. She's been at our expos. You've seen her there. And she does a bicycle tour. She does an event kind of like an expo where she has good food, and she talks about nutrition and health, and she brings some, very, very known experts to her expo, and she's become a target because she refuses to cooperate with the system. She's had it with the system, and she's exposing the system. So she spends time behind bars, and that's, I guess that's one of the prices that you pay when you become less tolerant of the system. And you mentioned black and white, John. You know, all these years that Barry has been occupying the space in the White House, I have never heard a single person, not one, mention his race. No one has mentioned that. You know, they mention that they despise him, they don't trust him, that he sold us out, that not eligible to be in that position, but I've never heard anybody say anything about him being one race or another. John, we've got Susan from Arkansas. Susan, welcome.
Hi, Vince. A couple of things I wanted to add to this, I guess. And one is, when we talk about tolerance, I think part of the problem is being tolerant, number one, of the people around us that are willing to let those labels stick to those of us who want to have things differently. I mean, the people that, they're sitting there on the sofa enjoying TV all the time and let that tell them how to live their lives, then the rest of us are in trouble if we want to think outside the box.
Well, that's, by the way, that is exactly the discussion that I had with our friend from Europe. And we were on the phone quite a long time. And it was 2 o'clock in the morning, his time, when we were chatting. So he was, he wanted to make sure I understood what he was saying. And he should have been asleep. But instead he was, he was calling me. The interesting thing is, I'm seeing people become silent when they should be speaking up. You know, those of us who are speaking up are becoming targets, and those who would benefit from our work are silent. You know, it's not like John Stadtmiller is doing things for his own personal agenda with the exception of everyone else benefiting. That's not the case.
Right.
It's not the case that we are on the radio doing what we do for our own sole benefits. We are trying to help everyone, okay? And the people who could benefit from us saying what we do, putting ourselves at risk, are silent. Too many of them are silent. And I've said on the air that it's my opinion that if I happen to be in a firefight and there are two of us, And there's me with the front 180 degrees, and there's a guy to my back covering my back, and he's got the other 180 degrees. And it looks like it's going to be a shootout, and we're going to be surrounded. I can, with certainty, say for just about everybody I know, except a few, that person behind me is going to raise his hands and say, "Don't shoot, I give up." Mm-hmm. And I'm going to get shot in the back.
Mm-hmm.
I think part of this problem is, as well, is the psychological effect. And all of what you see, and part of what we're talking about here today, it's wearing on people's psyche. It's wearing on their souls. And when it comes time to speak up, they're so worn down that the only thing that they can do is they just cover themselves up.
That's their agenda.
That's exactly it. And people in this country, a lot of them are destitute. And here's the main ingredient. A lot of them don't have any hope for the future, where they do not realize that the very hope that they seek is within themselves and fellow Americans that are concerned of what they see and are going to stand together and speak out. There are millions of us in this country, and when they perceive their own strength, they will start exercising it. It has not happened yet, but we are doggone close to it.
And John, be sure you tell Vince about the couple that you had on your program yesterday.
I did. I had a conversation with him last night. I told him who I interviewed, and I gave him the numbers.
Okay.
And
I'm going to do everything I can, Susan, to get them on the air right here at USA Prepares.
Great.
Susan, thanks so much for calling.
Thanks, Sue.
John Stadtmiller and I will be right back. And what you're hearing is the cooperation among broadcasters to get the truth out. This doesn't happen normally on mainstream media. It doesn't happen. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The two big-to-fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
John Stadtmiller is with us, and you can listen to John Stadtmiller during the hours of 4 o'clock p.m. through 6 o'clock p.m. Central Time on Republic Broadcasting Network. He's the owner of the network, and he has been broadcasting for decades the National Intel Report. John, you know, when you and I are talking on the phone, off the radio, and it doesn't matter when, whenever we talk on the phone, you get calls, I get calls, we get calls while we're talking to each other on the phone, and that happens with all of the other broadcasters I know. When I'm on the phone with them, they'll say, hold on just a second. Or I'll say, can you hold a second? I'll be right back. It happens to all of us. We get calls stacked 3, 4, 5 calls during each call. And what I'm trying to do is put an exclamation point on what you said about this is 24 hours a day. Our phone rings nonstop here at the farm.
You mean just like now? You could probably hear that. You know, one thing I wanted to say, Vince, before we run out of time here in this segment, there are positive things happening here in this country. If anybody paid attention a couple of months ago, Obama is out there stumping, giving one of his speeches. Well, the audience was predominantly black, and they got up and they walked out. They turned their back on Obama. And take Ferguson, Missouri, for instance. Seven black people came forward to the grand jury to give testimony that was contrary to what the race baiters are trying to push. So I see this, and it would be one thing, and it's not as effective as me, as a white guy, talking about race in this country and so on and so forth. That's considered racism if you criticize or you point out the cultural deficiency. I like that term. It almost sounds politically correct, doesn't it? But what is happening is what had to happen in this country is people of color in this country are separating themselves and crying foul, saying, I don't want to be a part of this. I'm an honest man trying to do an honest day's work for an honest buck. Don't include me in your socialist plan for the class struggle. Classic dialectic from the past. People should learn those lessons. And that's how they split and divide and turn each other on ourselves. And it's starting to turn, Vince. It is starting to turn around. They have run out of reason. I mean, you can't believe anything that you hear. You've heard the oft-quoted 50 million Americans are on food stamps. Isn't that terrible? Well, no, what's more terrible are those facts are not correct. There are over 100 million people either on food stamps, some benefit program of the government. One-third of this country, one-third of the population, 70% of the budget that the government takes in is going for their social programs. This is the areas that government shouldn't be in. But once they manipulate the economy, they throw away honest money, and you see the rotten decay that follows. The government here, Vince, is here to help us. They're here to protect us. They're here to protect. How does it protect us when we have a failing economy? We have ongoing piling debt, trillion upon trillion upon trillions of dollars, to turn around and water down the economy by allowing 5 or 10 million illegals into the country, that they're going to be receiving government benefits by those still able to be taxed to pay for those that shouldn't be receiving anything except a plane ride home or a bus ticket home.
John, we back in the 1950s and 1960s, we used to be proud to be Americans. We used to be proud of our innovation and our achievements. Now I'm ashamed to be an American because of what our government has done, attacking sovereign nations all over the world for resources. But John, I'm excited about this. You'll be coming to the Get Prepared Expo in March, and we're going to do something that we've never done before. You and I are going to be on stage together. We're going to do a seminar together. That's going to be fun.
Just don't make me dance.
Hey, John, we have a 700-seat theater at the Expo. I think that'll be fun. Why don't you and I go on that stage? What do you think?
Well, there you go. I think that'd be a great plan. Hey, Vince Finelli, thank you so much, my friend.
Hey, thank you, John Statmiller. Class, coming up next, we're going to talk about guns. We're going to talk about guns and building your own gun from a kit without any paperwork with James Gray. Please don't touch that dial.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.